From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Now that recreational cannabis is legal in California, the Highway Patrol and UC San Diego researchers are working on an effective test for those driving under the influence. Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains.
CHP Captain Rich Desmond told a state assembly committee on Tuesday it's difficult to set a legal limit and conduct field tests as is done with alcohol. He says this is because measuring cannabis impairment is different for several reasons. However, Desmond says starting in July, Proposition 64 allocates $3 million annually to tackle the problem.
We're in the process right now of developing a plan on where to spend that money. An existing research effort with the University of California, San Diego, is actually doing a study right now to determine what is the best way for an officer on the side of the road to detect whether someone is impaired under the influence of cannabis and drugs.
Desmond also says all CHP uniformed field officers and sergeants are being trained to better determine whether people are high. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Watering lawns to the point of overflowing could become punishable with a fine of up to $500 across California. The State Water Resources Control Board heard comments on the drought-saving measures Tuesday. Terrence McCarthy with the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power told the board about his concerns.
The areas between the street and the sidewalk should be excluded from these regulations because it will not be cost-effective for public agencies to implement this provision when considering the minimal water savings that will occur.
The board delayed action on the measures that were in place during the drought. The restrictions include requiring hotels to ask guests about reusing towels and sheets, barring outdoor watering within 48 hours after heavy rain, and running ornamental fountains without a recirculating system. A board spokesperson says a decision could be made by the third week of March and that an additional 15-day comment period will open soon. Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.